Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, everyone. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
How was your weekend?
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go out, see, so go to the pub? Did you go to Park or anything?
No, obviously not. I took full advantage of lockdown and just got stuck into Autumn's hair.
Pardon?
Well...
Are you talking about makeshift haircuts?
Yeah, I looked and it was coming down in front of her eyes, her fringe and stuff.
Mm. My cousin it.
Yeah, like cousin it. First thing I did, I asked her mum to break the rules because her next door neighbour is the hairdresser.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I can't do that. That's really out of order. Because yeah. I said, is there any way Kelly would be able to cut it over the garden fence? You know, put a mask on and we all...
You hold her up.
Yeah, and literally she just cuts it over the garden fence. So we keep 2 metres then and we've got masks on. But rules are there for a reason.
Exactly. To be broke. Yeah.
So I got the response, just got a text message sent. Have you not seen the news?
No. You only see it once a day, don't you? It could have changed.
So I just replied, don't watch the news anymore because I just live in the present.
I live for now.
I live for the now.
The guy you're talking to is here now.
Sorry, do you not realise I live in the now? That started an argument. No.
Yeah, she booted off.
So, I just said, yeah, you're completely right, I'll cut it, and then left it at that and turned my phone off before she
said it. She had 84 missed calls.
Genuinely did. I genuinely just messaged back and went, yeah, you're completely right, my mistake, I'll cut it, and then turned my phone off. And then I said, come on, darling, sit on a seat. Right, so then, and she does. She's
get the lawnmower out. So, mate, that is an unreal impression, by the way, from you.
Thank you.
She's got that garden lady around. Oh, babe.
So, yeah, what I did was, and Autumn absolutely loves it now because she gets so much praise for sitting still.
Mm.
So she's like, okay, daddy. And she went and jumped on the chair and she was like, watch how still I can sit. And she just sat there like a statue. And I said, what we're going to do is, and luckily she's not young enough to, I mean, she's not old enough to like panic when I've done this.
Yeah.
I said, what we're going to do is you sit really still and I'm just going to put on the TV.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to put YouTube tutorial on how to cut fringes.
No way. Yeah. No way.
So she was like, okay, so we watched the man do it. So I said, yeah, we watched the man do it. And asked me if I just went in for something very basic and standard.
Did you just click on like the first one, like just standard hair fringe? What did you click on?
No.
Your daughter's now got dreadlocks.
I went for what's called a twist fringe cut. Which is, yeah, I mean, I thought, ooh, that sounds fancy, I'll give that a go. Yeah, probably should have just stayed with the easiest option. Yeah. What you do is you get your fringe, you segregate it.
Segregate, it's a great word.
And then you get it, like your fingers are scissors.
So yeah.
Yeah, and then you put them...
Like a practice run, but with your fingers.
Yeah, this is where we need YouTube. You basically, and he said, do it with your cutting hand. So I was like, right, this is already complicated.
Which fucking one is?
So I said, right, okay.
So you got two sets of scissors.
Which one of you is the cutting hand? So I got my right hand. I just went with the, my right hand, dominant hand, and then I put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is, you hold the fringe in between your fingers,
mm-hmm.
then you twist around.
Right.
So then I'm not good at angles, but you start off that way.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use the word perpendicular.
Perpendicular.
I think that's right. Yeah. So then you twist it that way. And he said, now what I need you to do is just swap over and grab it with the other fingers.
Your non-cutting hand.
Your non-cutting hand. And I thought to myself,
I feel like cheating yourself.
This seems strange. What was the point in that? But then he said, now twist again. He said, but this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing in mind, I'm going step by step when I'm doing this. I've not watched the whole video. Mm-hmm. I'm just going step by step.
Yeah.
So I twist over, pause, unpause. And he said, what you need to do is keep it completely level.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. You, if you're not completely perfectly level horizontal, and then...
Did you get spirit level out?
Well, you can tell this guy ain't a tradie, right? He went and got his brush, mm-hmm. used it as a spirit level.
Oh, fucking hell.
So basically what he was seeing if his brush was as level as his fingers.
Yeah.
So if his fingers weren't level,
nah,
neither was his brush. He's not finding anything out from that.
Well, he's not qualified.
No, right. So anyway.
He hasn't done 3 years at college to get that, has he?
Not at all. He's got no BTECs. So what I did was, I did that, mm-hmm. and then he said, now just cut.
Yeah.
So I cut. And then as I didn't look as I let go.
Right.
I just looked at the TV as he let go.
And has he got any eyebrows left? Or?
As he let go, what it's caused is this sort of fashion fringe where it's like a rainbow. So it goes...
Oh, she's got curtains.
Yeah, so it basically goes God. Higher up in the middle and like a upside down U.
Like and an N.
Yeah, it basically goes into like an N fringe. So it's like, and it's like, and now you've got a nice bit of feathering at the ends and you've got this and you've got that. And I'm like, and then I just look straight back at Autumn.
And it's nothing like what he's done.
Luckily, it was nothing like what he'd done. She looked like Lloyd Christmas. I'm dumb and dumber.
You should have sent the photo to her mum.
So I did, yeah. I instantly sent one to her mum.
What do you think?
I said, what do you think? And then I did that smiley face with like, you know, where it's like just...
Your teeth. Yeah.
So then she said, it needs a little bit of shaping up on one side or whatever. So then I said, yeah, no, but I've done it too much on the other side. So that means that if I do it on the other side, it's going to get more and more dumb and dumber. So she said, and then she just repeated what she said.
Mm.
So she didn't like listen to anything I'd said. She just repeated it.
Yeah.
Which usually means when she just repeats something,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, it just usually means that she's like, I don't care what you're saying. Do what I want.
This is what it's all about.
This is what I want you to do.
But you say, I'm not doing that because I'm living in the now.
But because I'm from Yorkshire and because I'm stubborn, I completely ignored what she said.
Now she's got a bick.
And I shaved her hair off. No, I did do what she said, but I did it in my own way.
Oh, you told her.
Yeah, I did exactly what she said, but I just did it slightly different. Yeah. So I got this feeling of like that I'd
done just missed one little hair. And she doesn't know that you've done that, but you know deep down.
But then I caught myself, Ben. I caught myself and I thought, you know what? This is just me feeding my own ego.
Mm, yeah.
And not about egos anymore.
No, not now you're living in the now.
Not now I'm living in the now. Why don't I just do
what I was told?
No, no, what? Not what I'm told. I just still don't like that.
There you go. Here he is. He's back.
And just like that, I'm back. No, what I decided to do was I just decided to do what was best. And what was best is what I thought was best.
Yeah, right.
Which is exactly what a mum told me to do.
Yeah.
But
did you put it to her like, so what I've decided to do
is...
I've chopped upwards.
Instead of chopping to the side, I've seen them do it, the hairdressers. I got... In between my fingers again, I went.
Yeah, got it.
And I just, I did that. And fair enough, I think it looked fantastic as long as I combed it to the side.
Now there's lockdowns involved, I've got to wait another 6 weeks or so before we can get our fucking haircut again. And Theo's got this tuft growing out at a rate of knots. But you don't, you know, I could always maybe come round yours, you open the front door, I'll hold Theo, and you could just cut his hair through the door, through the letterbox.
As you know, when I was during my acting days.
Yeah.
Remember I did special effects makeup course?
Yeah, I do know that, because that also went fucking crazy anytime fancy dress came out, didn't it, Matt?
Yeah, well, you know I like to dress up, I like to do whatever I do, but this was all to do with, like, cuts, mm-hmm. bruises, making prosthetics for things, and I thought, bloody hell, that sounds fun.
Oh my God, do you know what you should do?
What?
You should do one on Autumn's head and send her back to her mum.
Well, yeah, I could.
because you can.
My dad did that to my mum. It was one memory I remember of my mum going mental, because my mum's an A&E nurse and mm-hmm. she has been like all her life. And during some time, I don't know, we went to this fair and they were putting on these like fake cuts and bruises and blood and everything. And my mum was working a shift at A&E. And my dad thought it'd be funny to bring me into A&E with a fake cut. He just wasted.
He took you to the hospital?
Yeah, just wasting time.
What a really. Fucking legend.
And knowing my mum would be on shift. And
oh, mate, he's stirring the pot, isn't he? He's
stirring the pot. Safe to say that we divorced by the time I was five. And he was like, my wife works here. Is it okay if she's sick? Because he knew if we brought it to any of a nurse straight away, they'd be like, sir, can you leave, please? Because that's a fake
cut. Can you get out now? Like,
we're overwhelmed here and you're bringing in people with fake
stickers
cuts
on their head.
Also a child, yeah.
Right? So, whose kid is this?
Child. So then they were like, so she's like, oh, my wife is charge nurse here. Is it okay if you see her and everything? So we're like, yeah, okay, we'll get her, anyway, my mum turns up. Jesus Christ, what's happened to him? Right? She's like shitting herself.
And your dad's just like, hey!
My dad's like, he's banged his head, he's fallen down the stairs, I don't know what he's done, he's happened, it just happened. And then instantly she takes a little closer look and she's like, Mike, get out, please. I'm at work.
Please leave. For fuck's sake.
Do you think this is okay to just bring him into an A&E?
I bet he left A&E with a big grin on his face. Yeah. 1-0 me.
Yeah. To be fair, I had fallen downstairs a couple of times with my dad. I remember one time going into the hospital, and I remember the doctor, you know, when he puts the leg through and he goes, oh, yeah, can see my hand on the other side. And it's like, that's how they used to treat kids in those days, weren't they? Like, really, like, lower their confidence and how clever they are. Yep, nothing in there.
Oh, there's potatoes growing in there.
Like professionals, like medical professionals.
Who spent years getting the qualification.
Oh, let's get them spuds.
That's the highlight of his day.
Yeah.
Mum, listen to this. Listen to this kid at work, right? I put a torch in his ear. I said, I came out the other side.
I told him he had no brains.
Oh, well done. When are you moving out?
Yeah. So, but no, when I used to do that course, the problem was it was held at the London College of Beauty Therapy, which meant if you wanted to learn that stuff, you had to learn the other stuff.
Yeah.
So the other stuff was a bit of hairdressing, right?
Yeah.
So I learned that thing your son's got on his head, it's a double crown. He's got a double crown, my friend.
Yeah, mate, that's what she said. Yeah. She's like, you can't cut it. But Emily's like, yeah, you can cut it. And I'm going, well, I'm going to listen to the hairdresser.
You get different types of crowns. You get, like, spiral ones.
He's got a spiral double crown.
Yeah,
listen to us. Get that YouTuber.
Yeah. So, learn how to do normal makeup and all that lot. I had to learn how to do massages. I'll tell you what, right?
You can do your daughter's makeup for a prom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Boy, am I.
Make a little joker.
Yeah, I'm going to make it as bad as possible so that no one goes nearer. Right?
Turns out it looks like the fucking joker. Yeah. Green air.
What we had to do is once we'd like to prove that we could do stuff, it's in London and it's on Oxford Street, mm-hmm. and they've got like a little like salon thing and the down thing. And I was like, all I want to do is learn how to make people look like aliens and stuff. I don't want to do any. But anyway, I started getting into it, started learning about burns and everything else. That you'd get all these, you offer your treatments for like a lower price, mm-hmm. and you get all these. And then I thought, bloody hell, right? There is actually something to this.
Yeah.
Because you'd get all these women coming in. And I'm talking like one of them, she wanted me to do like a feet, right?
And what do you mean her feet?
Well, you had to do...
Like scrape the shit off their feet.
Yeah, you had to do all the what's it called?
You fucking Black and Decker sander out.
Yeah, you had to do a pedicure and all this lot, right? So it's like painting her nails, doing this sort of thing. And I was thinking, I could pull her, right?
Yeah.
And then I realised that they think I'm a gay man. So it's like, maybe not. But honestly, like there was this Dutch woman and she was this Dutch model. She was working, she was telling me about she was going and doing this.
I was
going to
say, I bet the clientele's not too bad.
Unbelievable, right? Mm. And she had, I mean, I'm
must
not...
Must be like when you click on your Tinder and all the people that message you.
Exactly the same. So I haven't got a foot fetish or anything.
No.
But this woman, honestly, she was stunning. She looked like Caprice or something, you know, mm-hmm. like that. And her feet... What, unreal. Like, I'm not saying, but you know,
like the complete opposite of yours.
Yeah. You know, like some, you get with girls sometimes.
Oh, she's got cute feet.
No, like sometimes you get with a girl and she's absolutely stunning. And then,
would when you it put comes, her toe in your mouth?
Yeah. When it comes down,
you've got foot fetish, mate.
When it comes down to it, once they get like the feet out, like I've got terrible feet, right? I think flat feet,
six toes.
Yeah, six toes. But sometimes girls get the feet out and you're like, fucking hell, like, Shrek just arrived.
Right? All right, Fiona.
Yeah, and sometimes, yeah, you had to do this, and like some women had like really hairy toes and all that.
Mate,
and
it was don't.
Like, and there was this woman, and she had like toe cheese, like toe jam, like
no way.
And you have to like wash them to begin with, and wash their feet and all that.
You wearing gloves?
Yeah, you wear gloves, but. This so when you've had to deal with that quite a lot,
then you get a weldy
and it
foot.
Smells as well, like this toe jam that's underneath their toenails that you're getting out. You have to like
how
dig
do
it all
people
out.
Let it be like that though.
They just because they know that they can just go and, like a lot of women do because they know they can go to the pedicure place and get it all sorted.
So whereas, they just leave it. Oh.
Yeah, and it's just horrible. So anyway, but she turned up.
Yeah,
and I was like, bloody horror.
You look, my God.
My God, you've got nice feet.
Did you say that to her?
So I learned a lot.
Just rubbing her toes, singular.
I learned a lot. And I'll tell you another thing I learned, right? So everybody had to practice waxing and do all the waxing stuff.
Did you
stuff.
Wax off?
Well, I did.
Did
I
you
learned,
whack off?
I learned how to do all the waxing stuff, right? Yeah. But they said, oh, can we try on you? Because obviously you've got hairy legs, so it'll be even more. And they all wanted to do it. Like all the girls.
They wanted to get their hands on your legs, didn't they?
All the girls there were like,
get your legs out.
No, it wasn't that.
Is David Beckham here?
It wasn't that. It was like they wanted to see me in pain. They wanted to thought, he's got hairy legs, it'll be like more painful.
And you
stuff.
Found out that you like that fetish in pain.
Turns out.
You're an absolute fucking kinky freak.
No, it turns out. Don't even hurt that much, right? As long as you, like, they do it properly, like, they stretch your skin and then they do it properly, rather than just, you know, you get on these charity things, people just stick it on a chest and they don't, like, stretch your skin, don't do it.
Yeah.
They literally just go and turn it off.
So you're saying now, if we got someone, a professional, to come wax your whole legs for charity...
I'd do it.
You'd do it. Right, you hear that here, guys. Anyone out there, get in touch, who's a professional who would wax Matt's legs all the way up to his bollocks, all the way down to his hairy little toes.
I wouldn't get a back second crack because I know that would hurt.
Oh, so you're giving it all the large. So you wouldn't, for charity, you wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do a back second crack, no.
Not for charity? Say no again if you
not
want.
Not for charity.
But yeah, for charity out there, anyone of our listeners want to get in touch, we could video Matt getting his legs waxed and we can, you know, you can put the pain on him. Apparently it doesn't even hurt.
I'm happy to do it. No, it's got a bit of a sting to it. But when you see these blokes and they're doing this thing, they're like, and screaming and like 40-year-old virgin, it's not, honestly.
Not you, mate.
Not
you're
me.
Cut from a different cloth, aren't you? You're from Yorkshire.
I just think they're being a bit pansy about it, a bit dramatic.
To be fair, you've waxed your legs loads of times when we used to go out dressed up as a woman.
To it, yeah. Yeah.
Do you not just Veet up?
Nah, I did a Veet on that situation.
Mate, talking of Veet, I'll let you know a little. I had a Veeting accident the other day.
Yeah.
So I've got that time of the year, you know, you let the old guys grow a bit because it's cold. January's come and I thought, you know what, I'm going to treat the missus. I'm going to...
Clean the carpet.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of the carpet.
Yeah.
So I've got the Veet out all over the team, smudging it all in. Leaving 7 minutes.
Laminate flooring.
Marble.
Right.
And all on there, about to get in the shower and derobe the rest of the... Get the kit off. So I've got the Veet on. I'm going, where's the little scraper thing to get it all off?
Yeah.
She's thrown it out. So I've got nothing to scrape it off with. So I had to use one of her shampoo set things, you know, plastic things with the scrape. Like it looks like it's not even a scraper on there. And I'm doing that. I cut my balls. And honestly, mate, it looks like, you ever alopecia? That's all I'm saying.
Do you know what I learned? I'll tell you a little tip. It sounds like I do it a lot. I've only used Veet 3 or 4 times when we did that. I like to just keep mine trimmed. Mm. But anyway.
Do you go to the Turks for that?
Yeah. I, if you haven't got that scraper, right? You know the bottle? Right at the end of the bottle, it's like a sharp plastic thing, isn't it? It's like shaped like that. Or are they not shaped like that?
No, not that one, no. I just had the squeezy squeezy tube.
Or if not, just like your de-icing.
So I don't buy in bulk.
Well, yeah, that's it.
I got the de-icer, the big fucking scraper out from downstairs. Yeah, yeah. Waddle downstairs with my glistening Pavlova fucking ball bag.
Shiny penis. Sorry, we're talking about penises again. I'll have to...
safe to say it was an abomination.
What I meant to say was, you know, when you haven't got your scraper for your car,
yeah,
you could just use a credit card, can't you? So just use your bank card on it.
Yeah, yeah. Swiping it in and out. So, yeah, so Autumn looks like a troll now, does she?
She does.
Well, I was reminiscing the other day. I had a flashback from, 2008. All the boys down in Portsmouth, right? Mm. There's about 10 of us. And after a good knees up in the old boozer and then the old nightclub liquid back in the day, the old kebab house around the corner. So two things. You go to the kebab house, right? You'd be getting a kebab, or you're up to no good.
Mm.
We were getting a kebab. But a couple of my mates, they terrorise each other.
Yeah.
So we're out having a kebab, waiting for people to get their food, get a taxi, get home. And one of my mates, Will, he's a right fucking doorknob.
Right.
Him and this other bloke, Rich, they're having back and forths, pinching each other, punching each other in the leg and all that, because they're pissed, being idiots.
Pinching each other's bums and that?
Yeah, slip a little finger in, yeah. Rummage it around after a night out, you know, disco ass.
Yeah.
So we stood outside, and all the boys got their grub there, and Will has tapped the bottom of Rich's box of kebab to make it go in his face.
Yeah.
And it's gone over Rich's shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And Rich has gone fucking, and he's picked up his kebab and he's gone to throw it at Will's face.
Right.
He's ducked, right? Yeah. And I'm literally not even looking. I've turned around and just seen this kebab in midair, right? Mm. And Will's ducked. And we're fucking hell. Turned around, there's a bloke in a wheelchair eating his cheesy chips covered in Rich's kebab.
Yes.
Absolutely. It was, of course, absolute fucking chaos. They thought he'd done it deliberately.
Yeah.
Me being the sort of bloke I am, just stood back, watched the whole thing. It was carnage, mate. He was scraping mayo out of his eyes, took his glasses off, wiped them on his jeans. I was mate, Jesus, why have you done that? But us being the blokes we were, instead of being it was an accident, we were why have you done that? That is so out of order. And Rich was I'm just going home. She got on the train and fucked off.
I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there right now who are going to be struggling with their mental health during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said about in previous episodes that about the realism and everything else, but obviously everyone deals with things in completely different ways. And one little tip,
it's
almost like a little review, actually, like a TV review. Headspace, there's an app called Headspace.
Right.
It teaches you how to meditate.
Yeah, which is peace of the mind.
Yeah, and just you're literally you're focusing on your breath, you're focusing on everything else, and it just clears your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Which helps with anxiety, depression.
Everything like that. But meditation can be really difficult at first until you practice it, because as soon as you start trying to think of your breathing or focusing on the feel of the chair underneath you or little sounds outside, it's so easy for your mind to just straight wander into something. What I'm going to have for tea tonight? What's going to be? And that's the point of meditation. It stops you compulsively thinking about stuff that is in the future or the past, and like focus your mind to the very now.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize how much you do it and how much your mind wanders until you try and meditate.
Mm.
So this Headspace app is really helpful because it helps you meditate.
Yeah,
but you have to pay a subscription for it.
Right.
Which, being from Yorkshire and tight, I don't like to do.
Shock.
So, if I'm going to pay a subscription for anything, I want to get my money's worth. Netflix, you're getting your money's worth, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, Headspace is now on Netflix, a whole series of all to do with, like, your mental health, calming your mind, everything else like that.
As well, it's a perfect time, isn't it, with the lockdown and people now thinking, fucking hell, this is what it was like before. Am I going to go through this traumatic stage again? Give it a go. Go onto Netflix, get on Headspace and take full advantage of it and see. And hopefully, it will help you get through this tough time.
None of us are perfect. None of us are going to do everything perfectly or whatever. But I reckon three things that can really help you, your man, during lockdown. One is getting outside for a little bit, go for a walk, go into the woods or whatever you've got near you. You might live in the city. Just go for a walk somewhere.
Yeah, get out and about, get some fresh air.
It's the light. It's the sunlight that helps you, the vitamin D from sunlight.
Mm.
Second thing, takes 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes to watch an episode of Headspace and do it. And then number three is old P.E. Joe's back, isn't he? Joe Wicks.
Joe Wicks.
Bit of exercise in the morning with your kids. I mean, not everyone wants to do it.
Well, we were going to do something similar, weren't we? A lads to dads morning PE class. But we've ran out of bottles of beer.
Yeah.
So stick with Joe Wicks. And just come to us for your podcast needs, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Like I said, subscribe. We'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.